You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
Ask1Radio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio on Moonstruck TV. I'm your host, Mary Miller of Worker of Light Spiritual, and thank you so much for joining me again this week. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about what twin flames are, the differences between twin flames and other soul connections, why separation happens, and how to recognize the signs of a twin flame connection. Today, we're going to discuss one of the most talked about parts of the twin flame journey, which is the runner and chaser dynamic. If you've spent any time in the twin flame community, then you've probably heard these terms before, but what do they actually mean? The chaser is usually the person who becomes aware of the connection first, or at least becomes more focused on it. They're often the one searching for answers, wanting more communication, hoping for union, and trying to understand why the relationship feels so different from anything they've ever experienced before. The runner, on the other hand, is often described as the person who pulls away. They become overwhelmed by the intensity of the connection. They may avoid difficult emotions. They may throw themselves into work, hobbies, or another relationship in order to avoid or ignore the connection. And sometimes they just simply disappear for seemingly no reason. But here's something that I think is very important to understand. The labels runner and chaser describe behaviors, not permanent identities. Many people assume that they're always going to either be the chaser or the runner, and in reality, those roles can change. I've worked with clients who started out chasing and later found themselves pulling away. And I myself am actually one of those people as well. I began as the chaser in my twin flame connection and eventually did a complete 180 and became the runner. I've also seen people who thought they were the runner and then they eventually became the one seeking answers and switching into more of that chaser energy. So don't become attached to the label, but instead ask yourself, what am I doing right now? Am I chasing or am I avoiding? Or am I finding a healthy balance? One thing I've noticed over the years is that people often assume that the runner doesn't love the chaser or that the chaser loves more deeply than the runner. And that's not necessarily true. The runner is often dealing with the exact same fears as the chaser, but they respond to those fears differently. The chaser often moves towards the connection, looking for reassurance and answers and closeness. And then the runner often moves away because the intensity of the connection feels so overwhelming. There are two different responses to discomfort. Neither one is inherently better than the other. And both people usually have healing to do. And that's why I always encourage people to spend less time trying to diagnose what stage or what phase their twin flame is in, and more time asking what their own soul is trying to learn. One question I get asked a lot is whether it's possible for two people to both be chasers or for both people to be runners. And the answer is yes. Remember, the runner and chaser labels describe behaviors, not identities. And there may be times when both people are chasing the connection, they're just chasing it in different ways. One person may be chasing emotionally, constantly thinking about the relationship and wanting reassurance. And the other may be chasing physically just by trying to spend more time together. Likewise, there may be times when both people are running. One person may distance themselves physically by ending communication, and the other person may stay in contact, but run emotionally by refusing to be vulnerable or by avoiding the deeper conversations that need to happen. Human relationships are complex, and twin flame relationships are no exception, and they don't necessarily fit neatly into one box. Another question that I hear is, why do people switch from being the chaser to the runner? As I mentioned earlier, that's exactly what happened to me. When I first became aware of my twin flame connection, I was absolutely the chaser. I wanted answers. I wanted clarity. I wanted the relationship. But after doing a tremendous amount of healing and inner work, something changed. I stopped feeling the need to chase. In fact, I reached a point where I needed space from him. I needed to focus on myself. I needed to continue growing without making the connection the center of my life. That didn't mean that I stopped caring about him. It didn't mean that the connection disappeared. It simply meant that my priorities had changed. I've seen this happen with many of my clients as well. As they heal, they often become calmer, more peaceful, more confident. They stop feeling like every text message determines their happiness. They stop feeling like every day has to revolve around whether their twin flame reaches out to them. And interestingly enough, that's often the point where people realize they aren't really a chaser or a runner anymore. They're simply living their life, and that's the goal. The goal isn't to become the perfect runner or the perfect chaser, as some people seem to think it is. The goal is to become someone who can love deeply while also maintaining healthy boundaries, inner peace, and a strong sense of self. When you reach that place, you're no longer living in reaction to another person's choices. You're living from your own choices. Another thing I'd like to clear up is this. Just because someone pulls away does not automatically mean that they're your runner. Remember what we talked about in last week's episode, where not everyone you have an intense connection with is your twin flame. So sometimes when you meet someone and they leave, it's not because they're your twin flame. Maybe they just aren't ready for a relationship. Maybe you two are not compatible. Sometimes they simply just don't share the same feelings as you do. And it's important not to use the twin flame label to explain away every rejection. Healthy spirituality should help us see reality more clearly, not encourage us to ignore it. Now let's talk about chasing. Most people think that chasing means sending your twin flame a lot of text messages or trying to convince them to come back. And that can be the case, but chasing can also happen quietly. Constantly checking their social media, wondering what they're thinking every hour of the day, looking for signs in everything, putting your own life on hold while waiting for them to come back. Those behaviors may not be visible to anyone else, but they're still forms of chasing because your focus has shifted away from yourself and onto them. And that's why one of the biggest lessons of the twin flame journey is learning detachment. Detachment doesn't mean that you stop loving them. It doesn't mean that you stop caring. It means your happiness is no longer dependent on another person's choices. You begin building a life that feels meaningful, whether your twin flame is beside you or not. Ironically, that's also when many people begin to feel the greatest sense of peace. As a twin flame coach, this is one of the most common reasons people reach out to me. They tell me, I know I need to let go. I just don't know how. And I understand that. I've been there. Detachment isn't about pretending you don't care. It's about learning how to care for yourself just as deeply as you've been caring for someone else. That shift can be incredibly difficult, but it's also incredibly freeing. I also think it's important to understand that detachment doesn't happen overnight. It usually is a process. Some days you'll feel strong and peaceful. Other days you'll find yourself thinking about your twin flame constantly. And that doesn't mean that you failed. Healing isn't linear. There will be good days and there will be difficult days. The important thing is that you keep gently bringing your focus back to yourself every time you notice that it's drifting. Every small step counts. I also want to remind you that healing isn't a race. Some people move through this journey quickly in just a matter of months. Others take years, even decades. There is no prize for finishing first. It doesn't need to be rushed. The important thing is that you're continuing to grow. So if you find yourself wondering today whether you're the runner or the chaser, I'd encourage you to ask a different question. Instead of asking, what is my twin flame doing? What's going on with this runner chaser? Who's what? Ask, what part of me needs my attention today? That question has the power to change everything. I'd also like to leave you with one practical exercise you can try this week. The next time you catch yourself wondering what your twin flame is thinking, doing, or feeling, pause for just a moment. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what do I need right now? Maybe you need rest. Maybe you need to call a friend. Maybe you need to journal. Maybe you need to meditate. Maybe you simply need to be kind to yourself. The more often you redirect your attention back toward your own healing, the easier detachment becomes. And in my experience, that's where the greatest transformation begins. Another thing I'd recommend is meditation. If you don't meditate, start a formal practice of meditation, 10 to 15 minutes every morning, 10 to 15 minutes at night. That helps you connect with yourself as a soul. Realize you are not your mind or your body. You are a soul that has a mind and a body. And when you do that, that really helps you to disconnect from needing your twin flame or needing something outside of yourself, and really focusing on your own healing and learning how to detach. And before we close today's show, I'd like to leave you with this thought. Whether you believe in twin flames, soulmates, or simply meaningful relationships, every important connection has the ability to teach us something. The goal isn't to become the perfect chaser or the perfect runner. The goal is to become a healthier, happier, more authentic version of yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's the one relationship you'll carry with you for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for joining me today on Twin Flames Live. I'm your host, Mary Miller of Worker of Light Spiritual. If you'd like help navigating your twin flame journey, you can message me via my Facebook business page at facebook.com/workeroflightspiritual or email me at workeroflightspiritual@gmail.com. I also offer a variety of non-twin flame services such as tarot readings, astrology readings, energy cleansings and healings, and just general spiritual life coaching. And I would be more than happy to assist you in any of these areas as well. So until next time, trust your intuition, continue your healing, and remember that the greatest transformation begins within. I'm Mary Miller, and this has been Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Have a beautiful rest of your day or night, wherever you are in the world, and I will see you next time.